Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, lately I have been clinging to my optimism. I've needed it. I really have. I've really actually been looking for it. I've always known where it is. It's like that thing you know where it's at, but you just can't find it. You're like, oh, it's here. I know it's here. I just saw it. That's where my optimism has been. But I found it, and I'm very happy about it because life has tested me over the past couple of weeks. Really, for the past few months. But really, the last few weeks have been very difficult. When my brother-in-law passed away, that was like a shock to the system. And then a week later, one of my very good friends, Brian, told us that he's got lymphoma, and it's spreading. And so it's just been one thing after another, and it's really hard to remain optimistic when things keep happening. Sometimes you just have to take a step back and go, well, things are happening for a reason. Why? Why are they happening? What am I supposed to learn from this? Because clearly it's a lesson. The universe is trying to teach me a lesson. And what I've come to the conclusion of is death is inevitable. I've already talked about that, and I've justified it. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're born, we live our lives, we die. Got it. It still sucks. Finding that one of your good friends has cancer, why the good people? There's so many sucky people in this world that could have it. Why the good person? My sister has always said, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. So if he's given you a lot, he knows you can take it. Fair enough. Okay. And sometimes you just got to let it be. Sometimes you just got to, you know what? I can't keep trying to figure it out. I can't blame the world for it. It is what it is. Let me be there for my friend. And so, Brian, if you're listening, man, you've inspired me. I'm here for you. And I will do anything that I can to make sure you are comfortable and feel better. But my optimism, where was it? I realized where it was. When all these things started happening and I was trying to justify someone's death, I pushed it aside. And so I felt the loss of Maury. And then I kind of liked when people were there for me and they were like, hey, are you okay? Are you good? Because for so long in my life, I have always been the person that has been there for other people. Do you need anything? Can I help? What can I do? Can I do this? I'm just going to do this and don't worry about it. I'll take care of this for you. I am that person because those are my parents. My mom and my dad are that way. They do that with me. I'll be like, you know, hey, I just bought a house. They're like, perfect. We'll help you move. We're going to paint. And they're almost 70. Like, calm down, y'all. Like, you don't need to be doing that. I get it, honestly. And so when I started getting the sympathy, really, from other people, and people started helping me and doing things for me, I think I liked it a little too much. But what I also understood is the guilt kicked in, because that's not who I am. I am an optimistic person. I'm a doer. So the guilt started to take over. But then I couldn't remember where my optimism was, because I put it away. So then I had to find it. How I found it was being around my family and friends. I have come to the conclusion that the optimism I have isn't just a singular trait. My entire family possesses it. Yeah, I mean, sometimes we all get negative, we yell at each other, we'll be, you know, pessimistic or whatever, but I get it from them. We share it. It's a family trait. We get it from our parents because that's who they are. So now that's who we are. I'm seeing it in my nephews and nieces. So I've learned that optimism is a trait in my family, and it's a trait in a lot of people. It's a trait you possess. You just got to make sure you show it and feel it. Because I'll be honest with you, I can wallow. I could still do that. I could go back and be like, nope, I want people to pity me. I want people to do things for me. I want chocolate on my desk. I want this, I want that. But that's not who I am. I felt guilty. So I was feeling negative. So I was pushing myself into a depression. I'm back to who I am. I'm back to CJ. I'm back to me. I'm back to the real me. There's a book called You Are a Badass. And in it, the author talks about how humans are attracted to frequencies. We emit frequencies, right? So think about the people you love in your life. They're probably all very happy people. The sad people are the ones you're like, I don't want to be around you. You're sad sack. Well, because the people that are very happy operate at a high frequency. Humans are attracted to that. So be that person. Be the high frequency. It's optimism. When you start feeling it and you start doing it, suddenly it's second nature. And the next thing you know, boom, blessings upon blessings, as my roommate says.